Hello, it's me. I thought about us for a long, long time. Where am I going with this? I've been listening to way too much Todd Rundgren lately. Welcome to another one of my rambles where it's just a big, pointless blob of audio. And, I just thought before I head on to bed, I'd just be talking a little bit about music. Some more of what I'm into. You know, it's got me thinking, though. It's been, Lord knows how long since I've recorded a song for, GWA backstage, or just for myself to enjoy. I don't know. Yeah, like I said, it's been like for ages since I've recorded anything musical. For GWA backstage and for anybody who wants to listen. Let's see, the last song I've ever recorded was back in, I want to say July. So it must have been about 5, 6, or 7 months ago since I've recorded a song. But I don't know if a cappella recordings count. Well, to me, they don't, but I guess the last song I've ever done with my piano was a song by Kate Bush called And Dream of Sheep, and that was when I thought, there's no way I could beat that. There's no way. I mean, even though there's no harmonies in it, it's just me and the piano. It's just like, no, there's no way I can beat that. But no, now, lately, though, I've been really, really inspired to get back into recording covers and music. About 2 months ago, I tried recording a song, but I think the inspiration faded fast once I started playing the piano, because I'm not as good as I used to be, really. I mean, when I first started, I mean, I was okay at best. I was okay at best, but I don't know. I think the less I've been playing, I think the more my piano playing has kind of deteriorated over the months that I've played, and I need to get back into it because I have been inspired. I just don't know when to start. That's the problem. And speaking of inspirations for wanting to get back in the recording music, I was wanting to cover one of Todd Rundgren's songs called At one point, I wanted to cover The Night the Carousel Burned Down, which is off of his Something Anything album. And then, at the same breath, too, I was also inspired by Prince. I mean, when am I not inspired by him? He is magnificent. And Todd Rundgren is just as magnificent, too. Okay. But, you know, I mean, they're both multi-instrumentalists. That's something I would love to be if I was able to play the guitar. But, alas, no, I am not. I'm just stuck to singing and playing the piano. That's it. But, no, yeah. Well, no, there was another song I wanted to record. I Love You, But I Don't Trust You Anymore. And I think that was off of Prince's album called Rave Unto the Joy Fantastic, I think. See, I'm kind of a little bit foggy about his discography because he has so much music, and that's the same case with Todd Rundgren. I mean, it kind of makes me wonder, was Prince inspired by Todd Rundgren? I don't know. I don't know if he was inspired by Todd or not. And, because they both have really, really, they have so much in their catalog, in their music catalog. Like, there's so much to go through, and, I mean, there's not enough time to do it. There's really not enough time. And so, but really what... What really really baffles me is that many people know Todd as the bang on the drum guy. And no, or the hello it's me guy. But I think there's a lot of stuff that many people don't realize about him. He's got a lot of really out there, sort of a lot of trippy synthesizer kind of stuff. So, not many people really knew that not only he was into that blue-eyed soul rock kind of stuff, he was sort of like in that sort of musical concrete, sort of thing. And I thought that was pretty fascinating because I originally pinned him as doing the same kind of genre that Hall & Oates did, maybe. Yeah, well, speaking of that, I think Todd Rundgren, he actually produced one of Hall & Oates' earlier albums, I think. I could be wrong. He might have just, I mean, he might have done more than one of their albums. I don't know. And he also produced Meatloaf Spout Outta Hell, which I thought was magnificent. Oh, that's an album I have not even heard in so long. That is... Oh my gosh. That's an album I need to get back into because the title track is so damn epic. I mean, Meatloaf. Oh gosh, I have so much damn respect for him. You know, as an artist. And as a singer as well. But no, that's an album I have not even heard in a long ass time, in its entirety. I think one of my favorite songs off that album is, it's got so many good songs on that one. It was, of course, Paradise by the Dashboard Light, and, hold on, 2 out of 3 Ain't Bad, and of course, the title track. Or on a hot summer night, what you offer your throat to the wolf with the red roses. You took the words right out of my mouth. Yeah, there's so many good songs off that album. You can't just pick one. You just cannot choose one. You have to choose all these others. But no, it's one of those albums where it's kind of hard to choose just one favorite song. Oh, anyway, I was talking about Todd Rundgren, okay. And how influential he has been to me lately. Albeit not recording anything yet. I've been mostly recording art. Erotic audio, and I have not been doing anything musical, but he, Todd, and Prince may have gotten me out of my sort of musical rut, because I really do want to get back into playing piano. I really do want to get back into recording songs, layering harmonies. Oh, I miss that so much. I miss doing harmonies. I don't know. I might be a little rusty at doing harmonies now. I'm not sure because we moved into last time I did a recorded song, it was right before we moved, and in June, late June, and I really haven't had enough privacy to record the songs, you know, without singing loud, because I have a really bad habit of singing loud into the microphone. Everybody knows this. I sing too loud, I scream too loud, and I laugh too loud as well. My voice carries horrendously. It really does. Yeah, so I'm thinking about either this month or next month, I think I'm gonna get me another microphone. 'Cause I've had my eye on the Blue Yeti. Everybody's been talking about it, and I've heard so many good recordings, especially erotic or non-erotic audio using the Blue Yeti. And the sound is amazing. I wonder how you use it when doing ASMR. I've been wanting to do another ASMR post. And this time it won't be a shit post. I promise you. I promise you it won't be a shit post. Pinky promise. 'Cause last time I did it, it was just a piss take at all the ASMR people that I've watched on YouTube. Don't get me wrong, I really do love ASMR. I really do, but then but then Game Grumps had to come along and just get me laughing with their when they did that 10-minute power hour. They did this thing with the 3D whatchamacallit. Oh, what was that called with the ears and the microphone? Oh, I don't know, but I know it's really expensive. I know it is really expensive. The earbox or something. Anyway, if y'all know what the name is, y'all can just comment and tell me what it is, 'cause I completely forgot what the name of that ASMR microphone was. But that night when I made that post, I was really hyped up on some Pepsi Max, and it's not very common of me to burp in an audio. Not at all, because that was sort of the real me showing through, because I'm usually very goofy, very immature. That's my sense of humor. That's my sense of humor. It may turn a lot of people off, but hey, that's just me. It's very different from the Tarkus Trooper you've heard on GWA. And that sort of gives them a chance of see to let the To let everybody know what I do when I'm not being sexy, when I'm not being pornish and slutty, you know. Yeah. But yeah. So with that being said, yeah, just expect another ASMR post, whether it be an actual post or just a shit post. Just expect it. Expect it. Expect the unexpected. Okay. And, boy, I am on a rambling roll today. And all this while I'm being quiet, too. It's a wonder. It's such a wonder. I have not even spoken. I've not even spoken this. Spoken loud throughout the whole thing. I don't think I've said anything too loud. So. Let me know if I burst any of your eardrums just by just saying something that might have peaked or something. I don't know. No. Yeah. So. Oh yeah, and I've been wanting to, yeah, I think I've already covered that. Want to get back into recording music, 'cause I've been, yeah, like I said, I've been out in a major musicless funk. I don't get it. It's high time that I start back singing, 'cause one person told me, if you don't use it, you're gonna lose it. And I do not want that to happen at all. So that's about all I have to say. And yeah, I hope everyone on Reddit enjoys this, me talking complete nonsense. And hopefully you get a kick out of it. Alright, well, I'm gonna go ahead and post this and head off to bed. Alright? Tarkus Trooper, signing out.